walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause me pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girly magazine, and there's my homeroom angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold.
At PNP Network, Martina, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Let me check. I'm doing okay. Not as good as you, though.
Thank you.
You look good. What are you doing up so early?
I'm waiting real cool.
Well, see, all the beautiful women wait for my calls. It's amazing. They get out of bed, they go, is Mark here yet? But not yet. How are you? Congratulations.
I'm doing good.
Congratulations on being named 2005 Penthouse Pet of the Year.
Thank you so much.
That is just so cool. Tell folks out there what you get for that. What are some of the remunerations that you receive from Bob Guccione and his company?
Well, Bob Guccione is currently retired. They're a new owners in the company now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But, I get $100,000. I've got a Pet of the Year necklace. I get to travel all over the penthouse. It's going to be a really exciting year.
And, of course, the opportunities will be abundant for you to do many things.
Oh, definitely.
The last penthouse pet of the year we had on last year has done incredibly well. And, of course, I think, if I remember correctly, I think she's actually a doctor, too.
Yes, she is. She just published a book.
Yeah, she's a really intelligent young lady, and again, I kind of like that. I can tell even was talking to you as well that you have some brains in your heads. And years ago, there's the stereotype of the dumb blonde is being shot to hell lately.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
Yeah. Now, you were born in England, right?
Yeah, that's right, in London.
Yeah. What was it like in terms of things like Penthouse? Was those kind of magazines, were they big in England as well?
All those types of magazines are huge in England and all over Europe. But since posing for Penthouse in the US, Penthouse is great. I absolutely love them.
Of course, if you're in Britain, the biggest thing to be is on the page 3 in the London Times. And I understand you did that when you were about 16 years old.
I did in the Sun newspaper. But that was a time they were going through their stage when they were deciding maybe it was no longer right to use 16-year-old. So even though I did the shoot, the photos never got published.
Oh, really?
Really, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. See.
And then as soon as I turned 18, I moved straight over to the USA. So
I know you've done FHM and Loaded magazine. And
yeah.
When you were 18 years old, I understand a Penthouse photographer discovered you. How did you get discovered, and were guys hitting on you all the time telling you they were photographers anyway?
No, not too much. I got discovered by my website.
Really?
A Penthouse photographer saw my pictures online and emailed me and asked if I'd be interested in shooting for Penthouse and if he could submit my pictures from my website. So that's how it happened, and he submitted my pictures.
So how old were you when you started MartinaWarren.com? How old were you then?
I was 18.
Really? So, and you just started it as your own little business at that point?
Exactly.
Wow.
I spent so much time working on my website and stuff.
So I would assume that since Penthouse January 2003 edition came out, which featured you as the centerfold, that website must be going crazy by now.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's overtaken my expectations.
So you charge for memberships to belong there?
Yeah, it's $19.95 a month.
$19.95 a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
But members get a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Now, how much do you get a good percentage of that money yourself?
Yeah, pretty much all of it, other than the credit card company taking out their percentage.
Wow. So you can make more money doing that than you can for Penthouse.
you could do. I mean, if it wasn't for Penthouse, I mean...
Well, Penthouse is... Yeah, Penthouse is going to bring the people to your site, so that's...
Exactly.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing about Penthouse is that they've always, you know, put people into group... Julie Strain was in our studio in the mid-1990s here, and she had said to me at the time that her goal in life, she wanted to be like a B-movie actress and to do some adventure films and things, and she ended up doing exactly what she wanted to do. And she believes that Penthouse is what put her there in the first place. I assume that you have things that you want to do as well. What kind of things would you like to do in this lifetime that Penthouse might afford you at this point?
Well, I would like to stay in the industry in some way, definitely. Maybe create more and more websites, because I do the HTML and PHP and updating everything myself, so I do the websites myself. So creating more websites for your different girls would be definitely an interest. And plus, I would like to get into photography.
Uh-huh. Do you
stay in the industry.
Do you harbor to be an actress like everybody else?
No, I wouldn't say I was an actress.
No?
No, I prefer modeling. And
yeah, well, sometimes though, acting is kind of like modeling because you really do act when you're modeling.
Yeah, that's true. But I know I like modeling because you can give a message without having to say anything. You know.
Well, that's true. But on the other hand, there could be a movie down the road that some director or producer is looking for someone who's a model to play a centerfold or something, and. Maybe you could start acting doing that.
Definitely. Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I would think so. So you're now wearing your special diamond and ruby Penthouse key?
Yeah, definitely. I've got it on right now.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Now.
Yeah, I haven't been taking it off since it's been awarded to me a couple of weeks back in New York.
Hmm. Now, yeah, I would think that you probably sleep in it and wear it in the tub and everything else, right?
Definitely.
Hey, why not? Now, do you have a boyfriend at this point, or any?
No, not at this point.
No significant other?
Nope.
Really? Is there just no time in the day for it, or?
I don't know why. I suppose I am very busy. I keep myself very busy and stuff, and I travel a lot.
Hmm. Do you, I know some of the photo shoots that you're going to have are probably with other women. Do you enjoy being with other women as well?
Oh, yeah, I love being with different women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good fun. I do prefer men, though. But I always have a good time. I just shot the Penthouse Pet of the Year DVD.
Yeah, the DVD, yeah.
Yeah, with Denise Jolie and Jesse Capelli and Joe Malone.
Wow.
And we had a really great time.
Mm. And that's coming out, I believe, around February, right?
I'm not sure of the release date on that one.
Yeah, I think that they told us that it's coming out around February or so. But people can go to penthouse.com to get details on that. Now, are you going to sell them through your site as well?
I may be selling them through my site as well.
Yeah, so they can go to martinawarren.com as well. And you should go there anyway, because even if you don't join, if you just want to kind of look around and take a free tour, it's well worth the footwork, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there's lots of pictures of me on the free site, too. So.
Yeah, there's some beautiful pictures of you there. Yeah, it's hard to believe that with all the stuff you've already done and accomplished in this life that you're only 21 years old.
Yeah, that's right. I turned 21 in August.
So you got so much ahead of you. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I suppose, if you look at it that way.
Well, that's the way I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. You're still a baby. And you've done all these great things already, you know.
Yeah, I'm having fun doing it.
Of course. Now, I understand you're a party girl. You're not going to be the new Paris Hilton, are you?
Oh no, definitely not. But yeah, I'm definitely turned into a party girl since 10 and 21.
Yeah, have you run into Paris at all?
No, I haven't.
Hmm.
But I know she was in Vegas the same time as me last month.
She'd be interesting to run into. She'd be interesting to run into, I would think.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she'd be very interesting to party with, too.
Yeah, I'm sure she would. Now, when you go out and party, do you have a bunch of friends that you hang around with, or do you just go by yourself? Who do you usually hang with?
I go with a bunch of friends.
Yeah. And they all look like you?
A few of them are models, yeah.
Really? Boy, oh boy, I'd like to be a fly in the wall in that group. Do you ever get out to Boston at all?
No, I've never been to Boston. I'd love to go.
Well, if you ever come to Boston, you keep the number, I'm sure it's probably on your caller ID or whatever, and get it from Penthouse. You give us a call. We'll take you out to lunch.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
So, yeah, now, what do you think of the United States and compared to England? Do you miss London? Do you miss England?
I don't miss London or England really. I mean, obviously I miss my family, and I miss some of the food. But everything's bigger and better in the USA.
Hmm. What are some of the items of food that you miss from England? You don't miss warm beer, do you?
Oh no. I don't think, is that true? They really drink warm
beer. It's warm in London. That's what they serve it. Yeah.
What do I miss in England, food-wise? I'd say stupid stuff, really, like a proper English fish and chips, and bangers and mash, and just some things that you can't get here, even like the chocolate.
Yeah. Now you and I have something in common. I was always I'm into nude beaches. That's where I like to go. I'm more comfortable without my bathing suit on. Unfortunately for us guys, you can't walk around the streets like that. But I understand you're also into sunbathing as well, and it kind of I guess it must have prepared you for the work you're doing now.
Yeah, I mean, in Europe, I mean obviously I'm used to sunbathing topless and stuff. I love sunbathing. I must admit, I was kind of shocked, though, when I first came here, I couldn't sunbathe topless. But hit the nude beaches.
Now, folks, you can actually check out, and this is another thing that I always feel uncomfortable with, I got to tell you, because Martina, I can look at your pictures of you naked while I speak to you, but since you're not on my website, you can't look at mine, so it's kind of not fair. It's not fair, but...
No, that isn't fair at all.
No, and I would have actually allowed it if we could have arranged it, so you could have actually looked at mine as I looked at yours. But since we can't do that, I invite people to actually get their own copy to check out Martina. The photos, by the way, were by Suze Randall, and she is great, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, Suze is a wonderful photographer.
Yeah, Susie is always... She's been doing photos for many, many years. She used to do them of herself. She used to do a lot of self-portraits.
Yeah, I've seen them. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, she's really a great woman. And we've had her on the show here. I had her on my show about 15 years ago. You can get the January 2005 issue of Penthouse, which has Meet Martina, 2005's Hot New Pet of the Year. And also has an article on foreplay. Very important that you get into foreplay, right?
Oh, definitely.
And Triple H is in here, too, the wrestler. Are you into wrestling at all?
No, I'm not really. I haven't really seen much wrestling.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't think you're missing much.
Okay.
It's kind of like a play, though. You know, it's like they all have characters and it's in a play. That's pretty much what it's like. Yeah. Do you like the theater at all?
I haven't been recently, no.
How about a movie? Do you like movies?
Yeah, I love going to the movie theater.
What's the last movie you saw?
The last movie. Bridget Jones' Diary, Edgar Reason.
Uh-huh. And what's the last book you read?
The book I'm currently reading is called Little Earthquakes by Jennifer Warner. I can't say her last name.
Okay.
I read a lot of Bridget Jones type books, like Marilyn Keyes and stuff.
Well, the next book you should read is I Love Mark Snyder. You should read that one. Hasn't been written yet, but...
Sounds like a great book.
Yeah, well, it might be a good one. I should write it myself. I don't think anybody else is going to write it. But Martina Warren is with us, and she is the 2005 Penthouse Pet of the Year. And again, the 2005 January issue is now on the newsstands. And from the beautiful cover to the inside photos, she is a class act all the way. And you'll enjoy. You'll enjoy. And then you go visit martinawarren.com. We're going to put a link to your site on this interview. So that folks can go visit you. Rather than the Penthouse site, we're going to have them go down to your site as well.
So. Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
So, Martina, it was a pleasure talking to you.
It was a pleasure talking to you, too.
And I hope one day that you head out to the Boston area and we can actually meet in person.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I'd love to see Boston.
I can give you a hug and get you some good food.
Okay, sounds great.
Sounds cool. It was nice to talk to you. Hey, have a great reign as Penthouse Pet of the Year. I'm sure you will do wonderful things.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.